girlfriend came to see me. She saw that I was beat. She said, I'm gonna cheer you up. I got a big hamburger for you to eat. Whoa, whoa. I've got the no condiment blues. I don't have no mustard, no ketchup. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Well, she strolled into my kitchen. That burger hit the plate. It was beautiful. It was well cooked and juicy. That burger looked great. Now, when I was just a young man, my father grabbed me by my arm and told me, son, don't you have a burger without any condiments on? Whoa, whoa, yeah. I've got the no condiment blues. To the 7-Eleven, I fell down on my knees. I said, Miss 7-Eleven, would you help me? You've got to have some condiments, please. He said, boy, I've got some bad news, and this may really embellish. Brought a mustard, ketchup, mayonnaise, we even got no relish. Whoa, 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 yeah, I've got the no condiments blues. I said, well, have you got some hoisin sauce or some whiz of cheese? You gotta have something I can put on a hamburger, mister. Please, please, please. He said, well, I've got an old package of ketchup. Got it right in my wallet here. You can have it. I've been carrying it for maybe 15 to 16 years. Whoa, 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 yeah. I've got the no condiment blues. Come on, Frank. No ketchup, not even Old Yeller. They used some great poupon. Well, I got back to my house. I ran on up the stairs. My kitchen was cold and empty. My girlfriend and the burger weren't there. So I threw out that old package of ketchup. And man, it may seem rude, but you know, why carry around ketchup if you don't have any food? Whoa, 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 yeah. I've got the no condiment blues. Whoa, whoa, yeah, I've got the no condiment blues. No condiments.